This past week, I became involved in a social media back and forth regarding Pope Emeritus Benedict, who passed away at the age of 95. There was a report that said Benedict, who had been implicated in the Catholic Church sex scandal as being one of the higher-ups over the years who gave cover to the rapist priest, sought forgiveness for the hurt that he caused others to suffer. That request for forgiveness was being treated as if Benedict was making everything right. Truth is that asking for forgiveness from God, that's only half of the action needed. Repentance is the other half. And that truth makes these deathbed confessions moot, because at that point you obviously can't fulfill the second requirement. There are many online who disagreed with me, believing instead of the Catholic Church view of confession, or as I like to call it, rinse and repeat. Which makes me think about the kid who goes to confession, tells the priest that he had sex with a girl at Catholic school. Priest asks him whether was it Maria, Sarah, Tony. Kid says no each time. Priest tells the kid to say 15 Hail Marys, put his allowance in the collection plate for the next month. Kid leaves saying to himself, not bad. 15 Hail Marys, 3 good leads. That's not what God's word teaches. Jesus declares in Luke chapter 13, verse 5, I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. We turn to Acts chapter 17, verse 30, and find, truly these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent. Staying in Acts, this time chapter 3, verse 19, repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. And it was John the Baptist who says in Matthew 3, 2, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The belief many have is that once your name is in the book of life, you're in for good. Jesus, in his letter to the church in Sardis, reveals something, quite a bit different. We read this in Revelation chapter 3, verse 5. He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. And remember how, regarding that, Jesus can also just speak your name away. No whiteout needed.